All right, that was the Toasters and a song called New York Fever. And, your song was called Puzzles, right? Suburban
Youth.
That sounded sort of like a sensitive love ballad there. What was that about?
Tony?
Oh, yeah. Ain't no love.
There's love.
I got
involved.
No love for y'all.
No love.
It wasn't about love.
What's that?
It just, you know, went with the song. What's
the lyrics, the chorus?
Well, I have to buy the demo tape to find out.
Yeah.
A little self-promotion up. But, you know, it didn't seem like a hardcore punk
up in the
song,
house.
You know what I mean? So I didn't write a hardcore punk.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Exactly.
So maybe you guys want to talk about the local scene. What do you think of the local scene?
Dead.
Oh, is it?
There's a couple bands out there that are pretty good.
Yeah, there are good bands out there. But I mean, most of the local Reading bands aren't really around. Like Bomb Squadron, they're playing all over the place now. Like they're actually doing good. Like they're touring in the summer now.
They're almost world famous.
Yeah.
Soon.
They could be. But they're not, so they're not playing in Reading anymore. I mean, there's really nowhere to play in Reading, and the other bands broke up. I don't know of any other really bands in Reading. There weren't many punk bands in Reading.
What about Captain Tuff? Aren't they from Reading?
Yeah, they're from Reading, but
they're kind of just starting out with the new singer, you know.
Yeah, so they have like work to do, but
they'll
pull through.
And there aren't any other bands in Reading?
Not that I know
Town
of.
Count?
No.
Well, that's Berks County.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Berks County. As far as Berks County,
there's definitely some good bands from that.
I don't know why Boyertown has a lot of punk bands. I'm not really sure why.
I don't know. It's bizarre, isn't
it? Wagner Lightning.
Yeah. I guess they got bored. No, never mind.
Boyertown is the home of punk rock and heroin.
I guess. Heroin?
Oh, man, it's huge down there.
Reading is the home of crack.
Yeah, there's crack up in Reading.
Oh, yeah.
Crack. Amazing.
Yeah, pretty much the Reading scene has died.
Has died?
It should be relived, but if there's nowhere to play, it probably won't be.
Well, what do you think it'll take
to
get things going again?
People that don't fight.
Just punk rockers that aren't going to break stuff, you know? Keep a nice show.
I mean,
wait. Punk rockers who don't break stuff? Where are you going to find them?
Yeah, you're not going to find those too often.
You don't try to break a chair. A chair ain't going to hit you back.
Yeah, exactly.
No fun.
I mean, that's
that.
Just,
I mean,
that's how most of the shows get ruined, and that's just, it gives everyone a bad rap. That's why nobody can play anywhere, because to prove that they're punk to everybody else, to all the other punks that they like worship and everything, they have to break everything and do something to be punk, and it's just not cool.
So you think people need to change their attitudes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Or something like that.
Something like that.
All right.
I mean, just if you're there to have fun, right? That's what everyone always says. Like, oh, I'm just there to have fun, blah, blah, blah. It's like, then why are you destroying things for no reason?
Because, I mean,
destroying things is fun, but
you're going to have fun.
Don't do it at a show.
You can have, if you ruin a place, they're never going to let you there again. I mean,
and you'll have that fun one night.
Yeah,
but if you don't do anything, you could have fun there for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Or another year.
Anyways.
But
hit the nail on the head.
Yes, they just don't realize that. I guess when a lot of people, when they start drinking stuff, they don't care. And if they're from out of town, they don't care because it's not their town.
Mm.
They figure they've got stuff going on.
Yeah. Cool.
So.
All right. How about another song?
Yeah, our song, or are we putting that CD?
I'll play one of your songs, then we'll go into CD.
Oh, this is the Godzilla song.
This is a catchy little ballad.
Godzilla.
Godzilla, yeah.
Is that old Blue Oyster Cult song called Godzilla?
No. Oh my god.
Cover song.
It's a little different.
I actually heard that song one time. Just because it was Godzilla, I just had to go out and hear it. I'm like, oh, I gotta hear it.
No,
I heard it, I was like, wow, that's bad.
Oh, come on, that was good. That's a classic song of
How's
the 70s, man.
Remember.
Wait, I'll go in the back room and see if I can find it.
Wow, we could play it right after this. That'd be a classic.
What a contrast.
All right, here's Suburban Youth with a song called Godzilla.